All right, it's Kiss FM. Where are we? Raven Lene. We've only been here an hour. I feel like we've covered a whole day.
I also have your best Zodiac matches, too, if you want to hear those.
Can't wait. What's she say? Coming up after 7, Ronnie is in Granada Hills this morning with free gas. We'll check in with him in a few minutes. If you're in Granada Hills, look for him. What's he wearing this morning? Mesh. Okay, he's wearing mesh again. Mesh. It's the only guy at the gas station wearing mesh, okay? That's Ronnie. Sisney with the headlines.
Kiss FM headlines with Sisney.
Well, as we know, the Lakers are being sold again, less than a year after Dodgers owner Mark Walter bought the team. Bob Iger and Joshua Kushner are paying a record $12.5 billion. Crews from LA County are heading to Colombia to help rescuers search through debris for any survivors after that 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck earlier this week. A proposed California bill aimed at curbing ticket scalping is drawing support from independent music venue owners who say it would help protect fans from inflated resale prices. And the Jonas Brothers will perform a halftime show for the first time ever NFL game in Australia. Rams versus 49ers. That's going to be on September 10th. And now a look at traffic with KTLA's Ginger Chan.
From the Toyota Dealer Traffic Center.
We make it easy.
So the 605 South, right at about Beverly Boulevard, we have this debris that's in lanes. I mean, it's already kind of a busy spot, so we watch that for everybody. 60 westbound side at Phillips Ranch Road. Whatever was in lanes is in the process of clearing, getting over to the right shoulder, which is great news. Oh, this 55 freeway heading north, right at that 91 west. We have this type as well, but it looks like they're trying to clear everybody over to the right shoulder. And then I want to look at your drive and then track everything if you have plans to be on the 10 freeway. Westbound side of the 10, right at about Citrus Avenue. So that tie-up is taking up the two right lanes. That's a pretty big deal. And now eastbound side, right at about Ford Street, we have a semi that ended up stalling out. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. It's going to be a little bit cooler today. Studio City, a high of 81. Anaheim, a high of 81 as well if you're heading out to Disney. And right now, it is 69 in Hollywood.
Turn it up.
K-I-I-S-F-M, Los Angeles.
I know your name.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande.
Olivia Rodrigo.
My name is Songbird.
Hello, LA.
It's Taylor.
This is Sabrina Carpenter.
What's up, guys? This is Bruno Mars.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 Kiss FM.
LA's number one hit music station. Guaranteed human.
For just a chance to win your heart, you could set the bar beyond the stars. I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. Say you want the moon, watch me learn to fly. Ain't a mountain you could point to I wouldn't climb. It's crazy, but it's true. There's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. To hold your hand and call you mine. I'm trying to be your man till the end of time. Oh, I'll do anything, anything you ask me to.
Mars. It's Kiss. Ryan's Roses coming up 7:40 this morning. I'll tell you about that, but if you want to hear it, 7:40. $500 in back-to-school cash after Rihanna. Rude Boy, Kiss FM.
Come here, rude boy, boy, can you get it up? Come here, rude boy, boy, is your big enough?
Kiss, Ryan's Roses, back to school cash, all on deck. You were just saying, Tani, do you have my what sign?
I have your best astrological matches since you're a Capricorn.
Yes. This is the sign that in theory in astrology, if you follow it, is best associated or best connected to you.
Yes. So go. As a Capricorn, you're best with Taurus and Virgos.
Good month.
So that is May, April, end of April to end of May and end of August to end of September. They tend to bring to help you build stability. And then Scorpio and Pisces come up a lot too. Their emotional depth helps balance out your ambitious streak.
Well, that's 6 of the 12.
4.
There's 13 signs.
What? I thought there was a sign for every month.
It overlaps. There's 13.
Oh, so there's a bonus month?
It's not a month because they're like 3
Wait,
weeks.
Is there really 13?
Yeah.
There's 12.
I'm so confident
oh
in that.
Oh my gosh, you had me questioning my own self.
Why would I think there's 13?
No, there is 13.
You just
thank
said,
you.
There
Who
are 13?
I did.
Our
yeah.
student. Our USC student.
Everyone goes by 12, but technically there's 13.
Thank you.
Name them, please.
It's like after Capricorn.
No, but
what's after
no,
Capricorn?
Like
Aquarius.
It pushes everyone back. So technically I'm an Aries, but if you're going by the 12 month or the 12 signs, I'm a Pisces.
Wait, but you just said there's 13.
Yeah, but people have like thought this whole time that there's 12, but there is a 13th one that no one considers.
Is this what they're teaching at USC?
I love it. Thank you.
She's a student there. She's almost done.
I'm not believing it. I'm believing in my solid 12, and those are your best matches. Thank
somebody
you.
Somebody give me some facts here. Look it up. The sun actually passes through. I'm looking it up. The sun, Ronnie, hold on. The sun passes through 13 constellations in the sky, including the one that starts with an O.
I can't
pronounce it.
Ophicus.
Yeah, Ophicus is the 13th sign.
Ophicus. Kids call me that in gym class.
Wow. Ophicus.
I'm just saying.
It's not used in traditional astrology. Tanya, would you just give her a chance? She's right on, I think, based on what I'm looking up.
Thank you. Thank you, Bella.
All right. Ronnie's been waiting. Thank you very much. That's what college gets you. I dropped out. I don't know. I thought 12. That's what dropouts think. So Ronnie's out in Granada Hills. Ronnie, Mark just told me that you tried to buy somebody's free gas and they turned you down.
Yes. See, did turn me down. I don't know why, because I am so friendly and I have like a big smile on my face, but I think people think I'm trying to scam them.
Well, listen, Chewy.
Oh, that's sad.
Chewy dealt with this a little bit at the beginning as well. It's odd, right? That some stranger comes up to you with a telephone and says, I want to buy your gas. I would also turn the other way because you don't know what's happening. So that's why I try and say as often as possible, if you're in Granada Hills and you do see the KISS vehicle, that's us trying to buy your gas. Who said yes?
So I'm still waiting for a person because I'm like, I felt so like, you know, I felt so sad that she turned me down. I'm like, oh, people never turn me down. So now I literally have to find another person going to work so I can help them.
Oh,
right, now you know how we all feel when we get rejected, Ronnie.
Yeah,
it's
humbling, really, truly.
All right, Ronnie's in Granada Hills looking for somebody to get free gas to, so please help Ronnie out. $500 in back to school cash next.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
KISS FM.
If you've been hurt in a car, truck, or motorcycle accident, results matter, and so do you. Hey, it's Sissany. Call Sweet James. They've spent 25 years fighting for injured accident victims. Get a free case review at 800-9-MILLION. That's 800-9-MILLION. Or visit SweetJames.com with an office in Los Angeles.
Just call Sweet James. Sweet James. 1-800-9-MILLION. Just call Sweet James. Your accident attorney.
Results not guaranteed.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
On air with Ryan Seacrest. This is how morning should sound.
On 102.7.
KISS FM.
$500 back to school cash. 1-800-520-1027. Right now at KISS FM. We got you.
Turn it up. On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
KISS FM.
Audible.
Talk to me. Looks like we're making up for lost time. Need you to spell it out for me. Bossing over on all night. It's like a type of alchemy. Introduce me to your best friend. Same page. Stop making me read between the
color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain. You're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, 'cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past our satellites. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do, ta ta, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for? Fading in, fading out, on the edge of paradise. Every inch of your skin is a holy grail I've gotta find. Only you can set my heart on fire, on fire. Yeah, I'll let you set the pace, 'cause I'm not thinking straight. My head's spinning around, I can't see clear no more. What are you waiting for?
pretends he doesn't know that he's the reason why you're drowning, you're drowning, you're drowning. And I heard you moved on from whispers on the street. A new notch in your belt is all I'll ever be. And now I see, now I see, now I see. He was long gone when he met me, and I realized the joke is on me. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Oh, so shame on me now. Threw me to places I've never been. So you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Threw me to places I've never been. Yeah. Now I'm lying on the cold hard ground. Oh, 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 yeah. Trouble, trouble, trouble. You never loved me or her or anyone or anything. Oh, yeah. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Threw me to places I've never been. So you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Right, so shame on me now. Threw me to places.
Update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
Ooh, this 91 freeway, the westbound side at Green River Road. Now, that can be one of those really busy spots, right? We know that there was this motorcycle crash. The rider is definitely has some injuries, but they will probably have to be transported. We know also that the middle lanes are blocked. So the fast track lanes are open and available to everybody. I guess that is some good news. 10 westbound side at Citrus Avenue. We talked earlier about this wreck. It looks like they're also in the final stages of it. The ride along the 5 southbound side at Disneyland Drive, which can be a busy spot. The lanes start to open up here, but we know that there is this wreck that's out of the, excuse me, that's not off the freeway yet, but it is sitting in the center divider, so they may stop lanes to clear it. And I'm just getting word now, this 210 westbound side of Santa Anita has turned into a SIG alert. That crash that's sitting in the carpool and left lanes, now a SIG alert, so that 210 freeway will start to fill in just a little bit, but I would stay there as opposed to taking the 10 or the 60. 10 westbound side at La Cienega Boulevard, we got this stalled stick bed truck. It's hogging up the two right lanes. This report is sponsored by Macy's. Macy's One Day Sale has amazing deals on everything from backpacks to bedding and so much more throughout the store. Plus, Star Rewards members earn faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Only at Macy's One Day Sale tomorrow. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 KISS FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Cooling down slightly today. Burbank, a high of 82. Garden Grove, a high of 80. Right now, it's 69 in Hollywood.
All right, is that new terminal at Hollywood Burbank Airport finally going to open this fall? I believe it is.
I know.
Let's get into it next. Kiss.
I can tell you why, but something inside is dancing with fire. Eyes lit like the sky, turn tears into diamonds, and good at goodbyes. Just know that I will find.
It is Kiss, Seacrest, Sissy and Tanya at the back room. You know, one of the great pleasures of living in the Valley, and you have to travel if you're going to Vegas or San Francisco, is Hollywood Burbank Airport.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even believe that that exists after you've been to LAX, but it's like you don't want to tell people. You don't want to tell people about Hollywood Burbank mm-hmm. Airport and how easy it can be. How you can walk out to the plane when you board.
Yep. It's like Long Beach Airport, too, by the way. It's
and
the same
you can
thing.
Board Wayne? From the back.
No. Long Beach?
No, John Wayne's different. Long Beach is even smaller.
I'm saying John Wayne, Long Beach, these are other airports that are not LA.
Oh, yes.
It is an airport, yes. Ontario, you have these. I mean, it's a big region here.
Right.
So anyway, this new terminal, I have been daydreaming about it. $1.3 billion they're putting into this.
Yeah, it's going to be like 50% bigger than the one that we currently have.
The terminal bigger, but the gate's still the same.
That's the thing. They're still trying to keep small airport feel. Only 14 gates, which
it's like
I think is
great.
Like a mom and
pa terminal.
I know. And you know right now how the baggage claim is outside? I guess the baggage claim is going to be inside now, but it looks legit.
Oh, I like that.
I mean, everything's just going to be brand new, so you know it's going to be nice. And there's going to be a lot of food options. 14 new restaurants are bringing in like Poquito Mas. They're bringing in like a smash burger place. The West Coast Smash Burger is going to be there. I'm really excited for this airport.
Can you go, you know, as a kid, I would go to the airport sometimes in Atlanta without a ticket or plans to go anywhere just to watch the planes and smell the jet fuel because it would excite me.
Really?
I don't think you can do that these days.
You can go in, you just can't go past security.
Yeah, I think you can go in and have a smash burger. They should put that on this side.
Well, I don't know, actually, where they're going to be.
We don't know the floor plan.
Usually all the food is past security,
they need
once you're in.
Something on this side, so you can come and watch the planes come in and out.
No, many people
that was the joy of boyhood for me.
You could do that like in Santa Monica, and then you can see the planes like coming in from LAX.
Yeah, but that's not Burbank, Hollywood Burbank.
I know.
They don't see the Southwest planes coming in and out. I don't know. You know, these are the little things, Tiny, that I remember from my childhood. And we don't want to rob kids of that.
I don't know many kids doing that nowadays, to be honest.
All right. Coming up next, Universal Studios tickets. I think it's opening in October, right?
October 13th.
That's like tomorrow.
I know. It's basically here.
Ryan's Rose is on the way.
Turn it up. On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
You can definitely... Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Joe cracked the dawn, you talk too much, man. You're ruining my high. I wanna lose the feeling, cause the roof is ceiling.
melon is on fire. And you looking good for the getting, I'm a rider. Whether in a hoodie or a linen, a provider. You should see the jury on my women, and I'm living it up. The squad stay filling the truck with chicks that's willing to trizz with us. You say you got a man and you're in love, but what's love gotta do with a little menage? After the party, me and you could just slide for a few, and she could come too. It's love.
Got to do with it, man.
What's love? It's about us, it's about just me. What's love?
Got to do with it, man.
What's love? Yeah. It should be about us, yeah. It should be about just me.
Mommy,
what's
I know
love?
You got issues. You got a man, but you need to understand that you got something with you. His fat frame is little. Tattoo in your chest with his name in the middle. I'm not a hater, I just crush a lot. In the way you shake your booty, I don't want you to stop. You need to come a little closer. And let me put you under my arms like a dawn is supposed to. Please believe you leave with me. We be freaking all night like we was on E. You need to trust the guard and jump in the car. For a little heartache at the Taj Mahal. What's love?
Got to do with it.
In the club with my hat down, Michael Jack style, high stepping, who the Mac now? Not my fault that they love the kid. Might be the chain or the whip, I don't know what it is. We just partying, boy. Come on, mommy, put your body in motion. You got it open. You came here with the heart to cheat, so you need to sing the song with me. All my ladies, come on.
Look in your eyes, it's not stopping me. Come I want on. The thunder with that come rock with me. Don't want your snacks, I got your back. Don't cut them no slack, cause we all like that.
Talk about some different things, and we'll break down some of the really rough and tumble things, right? 605 southbound side, right about Valley Boulevard. So the crash is already over to the right shoulder, but the stretch of the 605 in both directions tends to be real tough. 5 northbound side, let's see. They're going to put this one, I'm going to put this before you get to about the 60 split. It is a hit and run crash. It looks like a box truck was also involved in this, and that's part of the reason it's a little bit challenging. 405 north at Santa Monica Boulevard. So they're stopping all those lanes before that, so they can try to clear this crash. That car lost control. It ended up overturning, mostly sitting in that right lane. The 210 freeway, remember, this is our outstanding signaler, the westbound side of Santa Anita Avenue. We got the carpool left lanes that are still closed here. And remember, they're going till about 810, 815. So it's going to be a while. And oh no, a brand new signaler just popped up. 91 eastbound side at State College. Let's see, the right lane is closed. All it is a stall, but maybe 815 before they can release the lanes here. This report is sponsored by VisitLasVegas.com. Summer may be winding down, but Vegas is, and sun-soaked pool days, electric nights, world-class shows, and unbeatable deals. Nowhere else packs this much summer into so little time. Plan your end of summer escape. Visit LasVegas.com. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Sunny skies later on. Pasadena, high of 83. Manhattan Beach, a high of 76. And right now, it is 69 in Hollywood.
Thanks, Disney. We're almost up to Ryan's Roses. Caller 102. It's a four-pack to Universal right now at 800-520-1027.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. Now I know that I'm not all that you got. I guess that I just thought maybe we could find new ways to fall apart. But our friends are back, so let's raise a cap, 'cause I found someone to carry me home tonight. We are young, so and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Kiss FM.
I'm freezing outside, pull my skin tight, my coat is inside. While I look up at you, I check your plane right. But when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you. It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same flight. Right next to you, I'm going stateside, where I'll see you tonight.
Singapore, make me a headline. Boots, that's my ego boost. Schedule ain't been loose for a minute. Yeah, I'm that girl, I've been it. Ha, ha, met a Swedish girl, you say. No one treats me this way. Are all boys I hear the same?
All right, Kiss, thanks for being with us. It's time for Ryan's Roses. I believe my husband's having an affair. He's been doing it for over a year. I noticed a weird charge on the phone. What's the charge? Why the reaction? Karina in West Covina, next on Kiss FM.
Thank you for dinner, baby. I had a really great time. I really like the conversation and that your car self-drives. The pineapple air freshener is my favorite kind. Well, this is me, but if you have time. Do you want the house tour? I could take you to the first, second, third floor. And I promise, no, no, this is a metaphor. I just want you to come inside. Baby, what's mine is now yours.
Two point seven Kiss FM. It's time for Ryan's Roses. Karina in West Covina has reached out. My husband, I think he's having an affair. It's been over a year. I noticed a weird charge on our phone. When I called, they said it was for a smartwatch. Okay, it is here. A smartwatch. As far as I know, my husband doesn't wear a smartwatch. But why is that so alarming? Maybe it's for her. Right? Maybe it's the whole like I'm buying you a gift and I'm surprising you. Mm-hmm. Karina, why do you think your husband buying a smartwatch is so alarming?
Well, I mean, I noticed a weird $15 data fee on the phone bill that kept popping up, and I was like, what is that? So I wanted it cleared up.
But why the purchase? Like, what if it's for you, or what if he got it and you just haven't seen it yet? Why do you think he's cheating from that?
Because I don't have an Apple Watch. He doesn't like Apple Watches. He never liked Apple Watches. He actually talks about them like he hates them, you know? So that's definitely a mistake. Yeah, it is weird. So, I mean, I tried to clear it up with Apple and they were like, clearly have an Apple Watch and it just doesn't make any sense. I mean,
why do you think it's been over a year?
I think it's been over a year because he knows how to hide it really well. I think he communicates through that watch somehow.
Oh, interesting.
But this leads me to believe that you don't trust your husband anyway.
So it's like a burner phone.
That's what I'm thinking. And he makes a big deal about it every time, like, we talk about it.
Before this watch, were you losing trust and faith in your husband?
Well, we have not been intimate in months. So we've been bickering a lot. And I'm starting to second guess everything.
How long have you been married?
We've been married for 5 years.
Let's get organized here, and we're going to try and call your husband and find out what's going on, okay? Kiss FM. We'll call her husband next.
The morning light is turning blue. The feeling is bizarre. The night is almost over. I still don't know where you are.
The shadows, yeah, they keep me pretty like a movie star. The daylight makes me feel like Dracula.
In my spot. Let's keep the night glowing. I don't ever wanna stop. I'll never leave this world. I'm gonna need it. More sky is turning blue. Let it clear the smoke. Lips stain on the wind. Peace is about to blow. Sinking in my teeth.
It's Ryan's Roses, Seacrest on KISS. If you just got here, you made it in time for us to call Karina's husband. He bought a smartwatch. She saw the charge, and she thinks it's basically, like you said, Tanya, a burner phone that he's communicating with another woman on this smartwatch. It sounds like she has lost trust in him. They haven't been intimate in a long time. That's a theme this week.
Yeah.
Monday was a year. Remember the call?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today, it's several months, and she thinks that something's going on. So we're going to try and find out. I mean, you have to, if the smartwatch, hello? Karina, are you there?
Yes.
If the smartwatch is the burner phone, you had to have thought, it had to cross your mind before that, that something could be going on with your husband. You wouldn't just jump to that conclusion, I would think. But let's call him and try and find out what's happening. 5 years they've been married. I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call, and then his name. Go ahead.
Ryan, you have my permission to call.
All right. Sisney is going to be on the phone with him. Tanya and I will step away. you'll be here too, but we will be listening, all of us. We want to find out who he's thinking about. Who's top of mind? Is he sending these roses to you? Is he sending them to somebody else? We want that name. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Be very quiet and good luck.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jason?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Jason. My name is Tracy. I'm calling from Fresh Blooms. How you doing?
Okay.
You know, we are a local flower shop, and we deliver here and surrounding areas. And I'm calling because we have a free promotion today. It's a dozen red roses that you can send anybody like you'd like.
Okay. How'd you get this number?
This is like our database. You may have purchased something either online in the past 18 months and selected to receive promotional offers from local vendors. And we select somebody about once a month. And today you are the lucky winner.
Oh, and I won free roses?
Yeah. So you can send them to anybody that you'd like. I don't need anything from you. We're just trying to promote our business. I do ask if you're pleased with our arrangements. Maybe you refer me to friends and family down the road, but there's no cash involved. That's not a subscription. It's just something that we do here for the community.
I see. Okay. Well, you know, I think I'm going to have to go with my gut on this one, and I'm going to pass.
Thanks. There's nobody that you'd want to send. You don't have anybody in your life. You just want. It'll take 2 minutes. They can be delivered by lunchtime today.
That's okay. I can afford my own flowers.
Jason, okay, your bye. Voice is being broadcast on the radio. Don't hang up because there's something that we should talk about. I've got your wife, Karina, on the phone, and she's curious about a smartwatch purchase you made. Can you tell us why you have that smartwatch and why she doesn't know about it?
What'd you say?
Why are we paying for an Apple Watch?
I'm not paying for an Apple Watch. Wait a second.
Okay, what's going on here? That's her, isn't it?
That's who? I don't know what you're
that's
talking
the number
about.
You what? Call. That's the number you call when you're not home. The work thing was a lie, wasn't it?
What?
You're never in the mood. You blame stress for work, and that's, isn't it?
What are you doing on the... Okay, look, we should not be talking about this on the radio with other people, okay?
Just tell me who she is. I deserve to know.
Who is it, Jason?
This is crazy. I'm hanging up. Bye.
Well, what's crazy? You're cheating on your wife, Jason. That's what's going on. You're cheating on your wife. How long has it been happening?
I said I'm hanging up.
I did hear all you right. say that, but we have information that you're cheating on your wife. Just tell her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all of this dancing around it, this is not a good sign. Desai is basically saying, I admit to this.
All right.
It spoke
right.
volumes.
Yeah, right.
And you've been cheating for over a year, right?
All Has
right.
it been
this
longer?
Is you think. This is nuts. This is a setup. I tell you, I'm hanging up right now.
Jason, your wife has reached out to us because she said you haven't been intimate in 6 months.
That is none of your business. Get off my case. All right?
Karina, Bye. Do you want to ask him anything? Because clearly there's
something going on. I just want to know who it is. I have the number right here. I want to know who you're calling.
We can talk about this at home, not on the radio. Bye.
There
Why
it
don't
is.
We call the number?
There it is.
No, I'm not getting any more involved. I have a bad feeling. Karina?
Yes.
Your husband, that's how your husband speaks?
Yes.
In no case that we've been down and into on this type of Ryan's Roses call, has there been anyone that's acted like that and been innocent of any cheating or anything that's not appropriate? So I think you're right with your instinct. And his denial and dismissal says so much.
Yeah.
Good luck on getting to the bottom of it and finding out who that is, okay?
I appreciate you guys. This helps me so much, and I really feel like I'm right about this now.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Thank you for reaching out. Good luck, Karina.
Thank you.
Ryan's Roses. It is Kiss FM.
Damn. Love and lust. Damn. All of us.
Give me a run for my money. There is nobody, no one to help run me.
Another world premiere.
So give me a run for my money. Spend bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely. I'm out of my mind and worth would you still? Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two. Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing. Hey, I got something.
Hold up.
We gon' function. No assumptions. Feeling like Tyson with it. Knock it out twice, I'm with it. Only for the night, I'm kidding. Only for life, yeah, only for life, yeah, only for life, let's get it. Hit that shoulder lean. I know what's coming over me. Backstroke overseas. I know what you need. Already on 10, all money come in, all feeling go